Anything you missed from today's Big Breakfast is in the Catch Up podcast on the Listener app. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pick up a fragrance for a loved one this Christmas from Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrance.
Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30.
Marto and Margot, another soggy day with plenty more rain on the way. You're just saying, Marto, it's all sort of streaming down the coast, isn't it?
Coming again tomorrow too, so hopefully fine on the weekend. Where you're going up north?
I'm going to Cairns. Well, I'm flying into Cairns, driving to Mission Beach, and then getting a boat across to Badara Island, Marto, for the weekend. It's my wedding anniversary, 13 years. Lucky 13.
Oh, nice.
Lucky 13. I had my honeymoon up there at Badara.
Oh, did you?
There's only about six cabins or something there. It's really...
There's 11.
11, is it?
Mm.
But then they had a cyclone. I think some friends
think
of ours...
lost a few.
Some friends of my sister-in-law's run the joint. Okay, say hello.
Yeah.
I'll do that off air, sorry.
No, that's all right.
Don't bore everyone. Have fun.
Yeah, there's 11 villas. We're staying in the Nautilus villa. Not that anyone, hopefully nobody stalks me.
When
no,
are you
kidding.
There this week at 5 to 10 mils all weekend? Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. You know what? I'm actually okay with the fact that it's going to be raining because it's like snuggly weather.
Oh, yeah.
And we can curl up under the doona, open the curtains and the doors,
time.
Watch the rain fall, listen to the sound of the ocean.
Do they still
beautiful.
Pack you? They used to give you a tinny. They go, what time
would
you
like? A tinny and a hamper.
And a hamper and
you go
some
over
French
to a private beach.
To another little island.
You've booked it in.
Oh, you have?
I have.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do the concrete mixer.
the crumbed sausage.
Oh, yeah, that's what you call it.
Marto, sometimes we head over to the US to find out what's going on over there with Sleepy Joe Biden and obviously Donald Trump. But I want to go to the UK for a bit of a change because you know I love our unmade bed, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister over there.
Great description of
yes. it. And the UK Prime Minister was addressing industry chiefs of a business group, the Confederation of British Industry, and he seemed to have lost his place within his speech.
Forgive me. Forgive me.
Nothing worse.
It was, looked like there was about 20 pages there that he was just like, oh, crap, I don't
where
know.
Where am I?
Where am I?
I've had this done to me. If people find your notes at a lunch, et cetera, they'll mix them up.
I'll shuffle them.
I reckon that's what someone's done to him, do you think?
Well, apparently there was some concern for him because during his long-winded speech, he also quoted Lenin and referred to the biblical story of Moses.
What?
But this, I think, was probably the most strange of the references.
Yesterday I went, as we all must, to Peppa Pig World. I don't know if you've been to Peppa Pig World. Who's been to Pads? I've anybody who's been to Peppa Pig World. Not enough. I was a bit hazy what I would find at Peppa Pig World, but I loved it. And Peppa Pig World is very much my kind of place.
Wow.
He just continued to talk about the fact that he had visited Peppa Pig World the day before. Of course, he and his wife have a 19-month-old son, Wilfred.
Gotcha.
So they would be right in the depth of Peppa Pig. I know it all too well. Sometimes you just find that
but
your child...
But you're the Prime Minister. Surely you can get out of going to Peppa Pig World if you're the Prime Minister. No, I can't go today, love.
You're sitting there watching a bit of Peppa Pig with your 19-month-old and all of a sudden they hop up and walk away and you find yourself still 10 minutes later sitting there watching Peppa Pig. However, alone. But it wasn't just that, Marto, because he continued on with his Peppa Pig rant, saying that Peppa Pig was an inspiring model for the UK economy.
What?
Yes, this was his quote. Who would have believed that a pig that looks like a sort of Picasso-like hairdryer, a pig that was rejected by the BBC, would now be exported to 180 countries with theme parks, both in America and in China, as well as in the New Forest, he said. I think that is pure genius.
So he was using Peppa Pig as economic inspiration. That's extraordinary. Who's his foreign minister? Dora the Explorer?
Hola.
Triple M.
This rain's no good for a lot of families, Margot. I know it's good for gardens and stuff and maybe not so good for work and for some people, but quite simply, I found out yesterday that there are a lot of little dogs that don't like going outside to do wees and poos in the rain.
Yeah, we have a poodle who doesn't like walking on wet grass.
Oh, I didn't ask about this. Yeah. You have?
Yeah, Andy, our
you
poodle.
You got two.
We got two poodles. Buddy's the puppy. He likes to chew everything. He's 10 months old. And then there's Andy, who's four.
Older dog.
He's the miniature poodle. He doesn't like walking on wet grass.
That's so what somebody said to me yesterday.
Tiptoes
our
around
dogs
and
the
then
same.
He'll
little
jump
one.
Up yeah. into
Hold
the
on.
Pot plant.
Yeah. You
like
too.
Cavoodles, yeah.
I hadn't checked this with you characters. Hold on. So this is really a thing. I wanted to put it out there and go, does your dog just decide when it rains, I'm not going out?
Yep. Well, you've got a real dog, Marto. You've got a Kelpie. What does he do?
Well, we don't let him anywhere in when it's raining because
he's
wet.
He doesn't come inside.
Well, he doesn't sleep inside. He's allowed to wander inside during daylight, before he has to go to bed, but then he's out.
Our dogs sleep on the beds.
Mm. Us too.
Shameful. Shameful. Listen. All right.
That'll do me.
I wasn't in the majority for once, though. That's nice.
I was hoping
Thanks,
to
Jamie.
Bag people who weren't in this studio, but I'm now going to have to pump you two. Now,
what are you up us about?
Who are you? Dogs are an outs. Anyway, no, I'll let it go because then, I said the other day, I don't like dogs at Bunnings.
You don't want to meet my girlfriend's Marto. We were talking about this last night, and there's a new French bulldog puppy coming into the fold.
God, I see some of these French
and
bulldogs.
And they're like, oh, my God, you need to get a pram for him. He's so cute. Because they already have a French bulldog.
Mm. Has it got no legs?
Got
like, is it like a grub? Does it not missing? Why does it have to get in a pram?
He's got a little tuxedo. He's got like a special little lead.
Too
he's
far.
Really cute. Got hoodies. They take him to Bunnings. They take him everywhere. So now they're going to have two little French bulldogs. Mm. So they said, maybe you need a pram or one of those, those dog bags with the mesh front like Paris Hilton used to carry her chihuahuas around.
How
him.
Embarrassed are these friends of yours when somebody looks in the pram and go, what is that?
I thinking think they're going to see a child. Cute. I think people are like, oh my God, look at your dog. He's so cute.
No, listen, they don't. Let's just prove it right now. Because
I don't dress my dogs up.
No, I know. You're almost normal, but I didn't realise you had a dog that just decides to wee inside the house when it's raining. Like, boys, it'll mainly be boys. I know your partners have got you twisted around their fingers, but really, stand up for yourself and ring me right now on 133353. Does your wife or partner or
what
whatever...
What about cute matching collars? Like mine have got collars and matching
I
leads
think saying
with
no.
like little
no.
love hearts.
Do you dress up your
no.
dog.
Name tags.
Do you know somebody who dresses up their dog? I want to talk about them. Put them in a pram, take them to Bunnings. Why do they need to go to Bunnings? Or put bows? Like not even a bow. Oh, hello, it's a bandana.
A bandana. They're cute.
Let's talk about dressing up your dog. Come on, let's dob people in and tell me how bad it is and feel better for it. It's stupid.
Well, Marto, someone on the better phone agrees with you because dressing up your dog is sadder than watching your team lose a grand final, he reckons.
Imagine that. You may as well cut your ghoulies off. You just go, I'm not.
Blake from the sunny coast.
What sort of person does this?
Yeah, get it.
Are you a dog dresser-uppera or is it something you're dobbing in?
My old man, we had an old dog for years. He's 13 now. He sleeps outside. He sometimes gets a coat when it's frosty outside.
Hey, good. That's all right.
We just got a little Jack Russell, and mate, she's got a little dog jacket that says security on it. She's got a Halloween dress.
Okay.
She's got a tartan turtleneck.
So cute.
She goes in the trolley at Bunnings. She sleeps on the bed. She goes everywhere.
Blake, have you warmed to this idea? Are you okay with this?
I'm still getting my head around having the dog inside. The old dog's mine, and I see him sitting outside, peering through the window.
At the new dog,
and
right?
And going, what is this?
Dog resentment.
The violin playing.
Do they fight when the Jack Russell goes outside with all its clothes on? Does the one outside have a blow on a blewett?
Nah, she rules the roost, mate. Oh, she pushes him off his food.
Oh,
he's
Blake.
A big mastiff, and Blake. She wins every time.
You poor bugger. How about some Brick Lane Draft? Find at your local Dan Murphy's. That'll cheer you up, all right?
Sounds like a go to me.
There's a bloke who'll do anything to save his marriage. That's what's up to
there. Dogs have been wearing clothes. Like, what about Goofy? Goofy wore pants and a turtleneck and a vest.
What about cartoon dogs? I'm okay with.
Scooby-Doo.
But real dogs.
No clothes.
Scooby-Doo was
Snoopy
nude.
Wore a scarf.
Yeah, well, he was flying a plane. He was pretending. Let's not talk about cartoon dogs. Real dog. Mel, sorry to hold you up. Mel from Kalanga.
Hello.
Hello. What do you got?
I've got a poodle and a moodle.
Mm. And do they have wardrobes, Mel? Do they wear clothes?
Yes.
Do you take them to Bunnings? Do they sleep on the bed?
Yep. They. I share their bed. They've got their own wardrobe. They have birthday parties. Okay. The little fella, he even opens his own presents.
Does he?
Mel, pops all the balloons.
Will the poodle and the moodle be getting pictures with Santa this year? Do you do the Santa
probably
portraits?
Not with Santa, but they do have their own Christmas outfit that they will have a photo in.
Mel, every time you get home from work and wherever you go after that when you're not working, do the dogs come with you?
Pretty well, yep.
Right. Yep. Do you carry them? Do you know they've got legs?
They're
do you
like
carry
children,
them?
Children, Marto. Fur babies.
Yeah, no, they've got legs. They do walk.
Have they got a pram?
No.
What do you push them around
in? They've got a porta cot for when I sleep at friends' houses.
That'll do, Mel.
Have himself on the eye
steam coming out of these. Can you tell me about the moodle? Is that when a cow made love to a poodle? What? How do you get a moodle?
No, that's a Maltese poodle.
Right. Jesus, what the world? I want to get Mel off the world. I'm leaving.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Time to get smarter on the Big Breakfast.
Oh, it sure is. My mind was blown last night when they started talking about kamikaze rocket missions to deflect asteroids.
The world's first full-scale planetary defence expedition known as DART, the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. NASA hoping to learn how to deflect a potential threat.
Double what? Asteroid Redirection Test. I'm going, I can't get my head around this, so where do you go? The smartest man in Australia, Dr. Carl. Hello.
Hello, good morning, and Dr. Marto and Dr. Margo, look, we're very happy that we are now setting up a planetary defence system, what, at least for asteroids.
Please explain.
What does that mean? Are there asteroids coming for us, Dr. Carl?
All the time. So a big one, about 10 kilometres in diameter, helped wipe out the dinosaurs about 65 million years ago. And then on Halloween 2015, an asteroid missed us by a tiny amount. It was roughly 1.25 times the distance between the Earth and the Moon. And it was a big guy, like over half a kilometre. And if it had impacted planet Earth, it would have killed between 10% and 70% of all humans alive in 2015, depending on whether it landed in the dead heart of Australia, the middle of the Pacific, or, worst of all, a super volcano site like Yellowstone or Mount Etna, and there's one in New Zealand. But luckily, it didn't hit us. Now, if we'd had 3 years' warning, we could have done something about it. We humans could have done something about it. But we had 3 weeks. So what we're doing is we're trying to set up something to nudge these little guys away.
Could you explain to everyone? There'd be a lot of people who haven't heard about it. So they're looking to run these rockets straight into one of the asteroids that puts it off its orbit by a couple of feet, and therefore it'll miss the Earth. Is that the theory?
Yeah, basically. So there's a double asteroid. By the way, 15% of asteroids are all double asteroids.
Huh.
Well, you've got two asteroids orbiting each other, and you've got a big one about half a kilometre across, and you've got another one about the size of the Pyramid of Giza. And so this relatively small rocket is going to slam into the smaller one, roughly the size of the giant Pyramid of Giza, and hopefully will imply enough energy to it to change its velocity by 0.4 of a millimetre per second, which sounds remarkably small.
Yes.
0.4, right. It's going to run into it at about 20-something thousand kilometres an hour, but it doesn't weigh much, and the asteroid does. And then over the days and weeks and months and years, it should deflect it off. And because you've got two asteroids orbiting each other, we should see a change in the rate at which they orbit each other. So this is our first attempt to deflect an asteroid. By the way, it's going to impact in September, October next year when it's about 11 kilometres away from us. And no, it won't run into Earth. It's not a plot by NASA to try and wipe out all
China.
Just to shut down all the conspiracy theorists. Dr. Carl, so you're saying that the impact of this DART rocket is not going to happen until September next year. That's 10 whole months. How long does it take to get how far away is this asteroid? And will it miss or is it destined to hit it?
Okay, well, will it hit? Don't know. It's very difficult to make predictions, especially about the future.
That far
but
away.
But going by NASA, they're pretty good. Secondly, will it? What was the other question?
I don't know. I can't remember now.
How far away is it?
How far away is it?
Oh, well, to get to the moon takes 3 days. And the moon is really close.
Right,
and so this is going to be 11 million kilometres away.
Geez.
They've got to do a loop around the sun so that it'll go out and then come back in again. That's what we do. We don't have enough rocket power with our current engines to get us anywhere in the solar system quickly. So we've sent out a rocket to go looking at something, it's called Lucy, like Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. It's going to look at something at Jupiter, but it's going to do three loops around the sun. And on the way, it's going to do a flight past the Earth, and it's going to slow down the Earth in its orbit.
What?
This rocket is going to slow down the Earth, but speed itself up, and that way it'll get extra energy to get across and visit Jupiter.
Dr. Carl, this is going to cost $500 million to do a practice smashing into an asteroid. Your new book, Little Book of Climate Change, get it for Christmas. Wouldn't it be better off using that $500 million for something else?
It's part of the big package. So space gives us good things, like on a Saturday night when you're slightly inebriated, you can navigate your way to your local pizza bar, get your healthy feeding of saturated fats, thanks to GPS, and that comes to us through satellites. And the satellites save us billions of dollars every year in terms of weather forecasts, and they give us communications. So when you say to somebody, oh, I'm coming home, will I get some milk? Some of those packets go up to a satellite, some go to Johannesburg, and they all come back down to your mate half a kilometre away who says, yeah, get us some milk, we're running out of milk for tea.
You're amazing. Dr. Carl, we all buy your book. Of course we do. It's one of the great presents for Christmas. Thanks very much for this morning, mate.
Thank you very much, Dr. Margot, Dr. Marto.
Dr. Carl's Little Book of Climate Change is out now, just in time
for
Christmas. He's great, isn't he? It's 7:19, The Big Breakfast at Triple M. Triple M, The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margot. I know you're out yesterday, Marto. Hope you didn't get wet. You wouldn't want to be doing it today. Lots of rain around. Thanks to Tasty Fresh. You had the van, tastyfresh.com.au, with you in Rocklea.
Well, we managed to get a bit wet at Rocklea, but Margot and I go out on Wednesdays and feed the troops.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't where I was, Marto, but where I was yesterday was getting my car service, and they had a Tasty Fresh van there. And I said, you need to register for workplace rock-ups, and Marto and I'll come down and feed you for free. And they said, we love the Tasty Fresh van here at Ford.
I'm booked up until the end of the year. They can jump in next year. Tasty Fresh are amazing, so I'll give them a wrap for nothing. Quite simply, we went to Spitwater yesterday out at Rocklea.
Now I asked you what's a Spitwater, and you said it's
high pressure cleaning system.
Yeah, like, and I've heard machines of other ones, but you told me these ones are superior.
All right, now listen. It started with Gurney. That was the brand. People of my age. That was it. That was the only one on the thing. And Gary, who runs Spitwater, he used to work for Gurney. And then when Spitwater came, he went, hold on, what is this? Because they use them and Carter use all plastic fittings all through the thing, and they blow up. They're not strong enough. Okay.
So Spitwater has what?
Spitwater has all brass fittings. It's better machine. It's incredible. Hold on, I better just do the roll call first.
Yeah, Chris.
I'm Katie.
Mark.
Mark, thank you.
Yeah, that was only just to get them on radio. 3 hours. They got 17 working down there. Hello to everyone at Spitwater. But you know how normally we go to people and we go, oh, hello, never met you before, because they just nominate randomly. Well, Spitwater, I've known Gary for quite some time, the owner. And what do they say at the end of the ad? Spitwater. That's what it does. They've been doing that forever. But he said they must have the advertising people in. They've new positioning statement.
Positioning statement is tough and ready.
Tough and ready?
We're tough and ready.
Righto.
Built tough and ready to go.
Okay, you're right with that.
I'm ready.
So that's what they do, yeah. Now, Gary and I have been friends for a while. In fact, in our most recent holidays, I had drunk too much and I rang him. I don't know why.
Did he hose you down with a spit water?
No. Well, I was ringing. I had an idea, okay?
And I
apologised, and then I said, how's our idea? Listen to the idea, okay?
Put any further thought into me being Captain Spitwater?
I have, as a matter of fact.
I was drunk when I rang you that night.
You were? Yeah. You were? Yeah.
Have you got the cape or the...
No, we haven't got the cape yet. Yeah, I've got my branding people working on it, actually. Because I held off because of the new logo coming.
Yeah, right. That's Captain Spitwater.
Are you going to hand over the Rum Lord title for the Captain Spitwater?
Next year, from next year, what I'm going to do is Gary's going to give me a new unit, okay, and I'm going to go, you nominate your mother. You know how much mold's going to come after this La Nina. Mm. One day a week next year, you can nominate your mum, and because they're the jobs. You go, Mum, your place has got mold all over it. I'm going to go over and clean her driveway and
what
stuff.
What a hero.
I know, and I'll have the Lycra on with a big S on the front.
Easy
Captain
stomach.
Spit. Okay? You with me? Are you with me?
Yes, anyway. I'm with you.
Oh, crikey.
Listen, that'll do us.
It's the big breakfast.
Yeah, go on. What do you want?
No, what? You were at Rocklea.
Yes.
Is it flooding out there,
no,
Marta.
No, they're no funny. If you do a wee out the back, it floods out at Rocklea. That's all. It's okay.
Well, you can nominate if you want the Big Breakfast to come to your workplace. Tastyfresh.com.au. Yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah, make sure it's Captain Spitwater, just not Captain Spit.
TripleM.com.au.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
This time tomorrow, we'll be giving away wheelbarrows. Sherlock Wheelbarrows and Carts, proudly Australian-owned. It's a free wheelbarrow Friday. I think we gave away 10 or something last week, so a whole bunch tomorrow on the show, The Big Breakfast.
What an opportunity. I tell you what, you know that career protester and serial pest, Eric Serge Herbert? We spoke about him briefly yesterday. Finding out more stuff about him, of course, if you don't know, he's one of those Extinction Rebellion protesters that's been gluing themselves heaps of times all over the road to various structures and holding everyone up.
He jumped on the back of a coal train and now he's facing 6 months in jail, Marto.
Here he is.
I'm on a coal train that's heading toward burning of my generation.
That's right. Thanks, Serge. And then he hopped off the train thinking he'd just get thrown out. Like every time he goes to the Brisbane Magistrates course, they give him a little slap on the wrist and go, bad boy, Serge. Not down in Newcastle.
Now he's been sentenced to 12 months in prison where he'll stay for at least 6 months before he can apply for parole.
He doesn't study, he doesn't have a job, lives off his wealthy parents at their waterfront home on the Sunshine Coast. His identical twin sisters.
Yeah, he's a triplet.
He's a triplet. Wow. Can you tell me about them? You sent me something yesterday afternoon. Can you?
They're influencer models, Marto. They're currently overseas.
Gee, I like influencer.
They would love to be able to get back here and help him out with climate crisis. But his two sisters, compared him to major social justice figures like Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela and Rosa Parks, while blasting authorities for putting their brother behind bars.
So Aussie Mandela is what they're saying. That's what he is.
The Aussie Mandela.
But they're not too worried.
They said pedophiles and drug dealers get less time, Marto, and he's just trying to change the world.
And he's in a Newcastle jail
now
for 6 months.
Now he's in jail for 6 months.
So he's the triplet of two absolutely stunning and incredibly looking girls. They're not coming home to visit him in a Newcastle jail, are they?
It doesn't seem so.
No, it doesn't seem so. That's what happens when you're the runt of the litter.
Yeah.
What a dropkick.
This is Triple M's The Big Breakfast.
Aussie Mandela, eh?
The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
The first COVID case in the NRL, Josh Alloway, who was supposed to fight Paul Gallen in a heavyweight, was described as a blockbuster. A blockbuster. He was supposed to fight Paul Gallen. Really? Paul Gallen's what, 40-year-old man fighting against a bloke who's never really had a fight before? Is that really a block? Is that where boxing's at?
Not sure.
Is this going to bring Australian boxing to its knees? I'm not sure. But did you hear, Gallen, I know we just spoke about it in the news. Are you allowed to say, I don't think the bloke's got COVID, Margo? If somebody goes, listen, I got COVID, I can't fight next week. Are you allowed to go,
not sure.
You're lying?
I'd like to see proof. I suppose I would, yeah. But look, I don't want to call him a liar. I don't think he would lie about COVID, to be honest.
Well, he just said, yeah, he's a liar. And then he said, I don't think he's a liar. I want Josh Alloway.
What does he think? He's scared or he doesn't want to?
I think so. Yeah. Because Gallen's been saying that all the way along because they're having trouble going. Gallen wanted to fight 10 rounds at 3 minutes and this Josh Alloway goes, oh, this is the first go. I don't even want to fight 8 rounds over 2 minutes. And Gallen's called him a coward a few times. I want him to go over to Gallen's place and lick him, to tell you the truth.
Sneeze on him. Yes. I'd be more inclined to say I had a bout of gastro. You don't want that in the boxing ring, do you? Dropping your
place. No, now listen. One thing I do want to mention. Now, this is boxing we're talking about, Margo.
Yes.
The 10 rounds of fistic fury, whatever they're going to go. Here's the promoter. And this is what I want you to remember whenever you're watching people punch each other in the head, okay?
Okay.
This is from the promoter of the fight, Ben Damon, I think his name is. Health and safety comes first with all boxers. Okay, fair enough. Of course it does.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Marto, have you ever been hypnotised?
Mm-hmm.
What happened when you were hypnotised?
Been hypnotised twice.
Why? Well, how? What did this tell me?
About 6 or 7 Christmases ago at Yamba Bowls Club, we went there on a Thursday night. Martin St. James was on, and the kids put my name down. I didn't know. And I went up there. Next thing you know, I'm laying square eggs on my chicken, laying square eggs. I'm susceptible to suggestion.
I wouldn't have thought
and
you would
And then every time he said... Mick Jagger, I'd start singing Rolling Stones songs on the stage.
You couldn't help yourself.
Is it one of those
I couldn't
things,
help myself.
So you're aware that you're doing it.
Yeah. Even halfway
but you can't
through,
stop.
They had a break, okay, and he said you can go back to your table, but he'd done something to me, and then you went back to your table, and something happened, a noise happened, and I started running around. It was just there was 10 people on stage, and everyone went mad. I think one person didn't accept the. Why are you asking this?
Well,
it was madness. And then that's right, he came to Brisbane, and we invited him in, and he hypnotised me again while I was on air. It's insane. Don't do it.
Well, I may or may not have signed myself up to be hypnotised next week.
Martin St. James?
What? Yeah, there's this
no, you only do
amazing
it if you're
at the therapist. Yabba Bowls Club. There's this amazing therapist that's coming to Brisbane and she's doing hypnotherapy work.
Okay.
And it's all about emotional,
you don't smoke. What do you
emotional
need?
Triggers and releasing of any emotional traits that you're carrying with you that you're not aware of, any sort of emotional trauma. So I was kind of like, yeah, that sounds good. Maybe I could sign up and do it and find, like, I don't know what I'm expecting. Like, I don't want to quit anything or maybe food, maybe. But I don't, like, maybe I'm holding an emotional trigger.
Shopping,
spending.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going to come up.
Hold
you
on,
do this therapy session.
Go back to the shopping thing. Is no, Corey the one sending you off?
He doesn't. I haven't actually told him that I'm doing it yet.
Well, now, thank God he knows.
But I don't know really what to expect because I've never experienced hypnotherapy before. I've never, like, seen it live. Like, I've seen videos of it. And you know, the situations that you're talking about.
Yeah,
but this is different.
That's entertainment.
This is not entertainment. This is therapy. And
does it work to give up smoking?
Apparently it does.
1-3-3-5-3, have you used hypnotherapy?
Used hypnotherapy for anything, 1-3-3-5-3? I want to know because I'm about to experience it next week.
But I don't get why you do. I thought it was
scared.
Just to stop stuff.
Well, no, it was, so this woman, it's a form of therapy almost. So instead of just going and sitting and talking about your feelings, you actually, like, are hypnotised and therefore you have to reach your inner emotions that trigger you or create personality traits or I don't know. They guide you on how you make decisions throughout your life because there might be something sitting there that you're unaware of subconsciously, but it's guiding you to making decisions consciously. So I thought, I'm really interested in this because I'm open to everything.
So
I love a good alternate therapy.
So you sound like you're going looking for problems that you don't already
well,
have.
I'm going to get rid of the problems I don't know I have, but maybe they are problems that I do know I have, but I'm not willing to address them consciously.
Marto is a chicken sounds more fun than me.
Yeah. Mick Jagger.
1-3-5-3, I want to know. Have you been hypnotised?
Yes.
What happened when you were hypnotised?
Have you not
Does
had
it work?
A problem?
I don't know.
But
tell me, like, I'm honestly open to suggestion.
Right, cool.
Maybe someone might ring up and say,
stuff up.
Don't do it.
You know what
well,
you
they
said,
record.
Well,
so they record the session, and then for 30 days, you have to do mindful meditation and listen to the session for 30 days, and apparently it clears any emotional baggage or trauma.
1-3-3-5-3. Have you been hypnotised?
What happened?
And
did it work?
What to expect?
Christy from Acacia Ridge. Hello.
Hey.
Christy, tell me, have you been hypnotised? What happened?
I sure have. I was hypnotised about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Were you cleansed?
Somewhat so, yes.
So what did you go in there for originally, Christy? Was this to kick a habit or to go through some emotional trauma or what was it for you?
Bit of both, actually. I went in there predominantly to kick a habit because I wanted to stop eating chocolate and eating ice cream and drinking soft drink.
Okay. And you went in, what were you expecting? That it would, you know, potentially maybe work? If it didn't work, were your expectations low?
Well, I think I just went in open to the experience. You really have to go in with an open mind and really be free and clear and let the experience happen and take it how it comes.
That's
and
where I'm at, Christy. I'm ready. I'm open for it.
Yeah, and definitely you'll reap the benefits from it.
But Christy,
5 years,
sorry, go.
I still, 5 years down the track, I don't eat chocolate, drink soft drink or have ice cream.
It worked. But you had a focus. Margot's just getting rid of baggage she doesn't even know she has yet.
Well, maybe it's because there's so many of them. I don't know how to narrow it down because I would also love to give up chocolate, soft drink and eating all the bad foods. I'd also love to spend less money and not do shopping. And
oh, okay. Do you reckon she could do that?
Really I think it's a mindset, really. I think you have to be, like I said, open to the experience and and do the follow-up that they suggest.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there going, oh, well, just don't eat the chocolate. But I literally have no self-discipline. Like, it's
Christy
zero.
Christy must have been the same, were you?
Totally the same.
Christy,
totally the
did
same.
Did you have backup at home, like your partner or whatever, or your family? Did they back you up?
Yeah, definitely. But essentially, it's your journey. And I think that's what a lot of people forget. It's that it's your responsibility. You need to take ownership. Of your behaviours in order to get the success that you want out of it.
That's great, Christy. But it's important to have that support. And if it's to stop shopping, you know you've got the support of your husband, Margot. He's right behind it.
Right behind it. Christy, we might need to have a little bit of a chat more about this. I need to find out more about your experience. Do you want to come to Margaritas with me?
100%
I do. We can talk therapy after over that. Margaritas.
No chocolates or soft drink, but margaritas are okay,
margaritas
are they?
Margaritas are perfectly fine.
There's no hypnotherapy that will help that.
Next Thursday, Hey Chica, Brisbane's hottest new bar, dining and party venue in Fortitude Valley. See you there and good luck.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, they've got lots of fragrances, so you can get them for a loved one this Christmas. Get them at Chemist Warehouse. Gee, they're good.
Aren't they ever? Incredible. I've got to get along there and get some, what do you call it?
Add to the collection, Marto.
I'm using VB perfume at the moment.
That's fine. Chemist Warehouse sells that too.
But if you got it in the car and you try to give yourself a couple of sprays, it looks like you're drinking. Early day drinking.
Oh, dear.
Because it does look like a VB stubby it comes out of.
I'd say grab yourself something, but I think maybe you should get something for Kath.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas is coming. Yeah, Have you got her something yet, Marto?
Mate, you'll need to. 25th of November, settled out.
You've only got 4 weeks, Marto. You could get her some Calvin Klein Euphoria for women, or you could get her some Dolce & Gabbana.
I'll get to
They've
Bunnings.
Got all the big brands at low prices.
I'll get to Bunnings before then.
Go to Bunnings to buy Kath a present, please.
She might like things from Bunnings. She's not the same as you. Now, listen, remember a couple of weeks ago we had a crack at that girl from Channel 9, the reporter who was chasing George Clooney and Julia Roberts around Hamilton Island?
Getaway. Not enough news two days in a row.
Yeah, exactly. And then she came home. And then we heard of a friend of ours who got in trouble, a little bit of trouble for taking a photo, because I refer to that. There's two photos of George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Clooney Roberts spotted on set at With Sunday Island. Incredible.
They were spotted up on Hamilton Island, Marto.
What did I say?
But they're not the Whitsundays.
No, out of Whitsunday Island.
At Whitsunday Island. But it says Hamilton Island. I can't imagine that George Clooney and Julia Roberts are going to be staying at the Reef View Hotel. Like, if one was going to assume where they're staying, they would definitely be staying at Qualia, which is a 7-star exclusive resort. It's incredibly beautiful.
My daughter has had a week off work and went up with her boyfriend and his family and stuff. They're in a couple of those ready yacht thingies. They were anchored off Qualia. I think they were on the hunt because paparazzi, they'd be... Can you just talk to me through the photos that are in the Courier Mail today? If you think you're going to get away with taking photos, it looks like they've put the camera underwater and then taken the photo of George Clooney. And who cares?
With all the advances in technology, you think you'd be able to get a clearer photo of Julia Roberts and George Clooney. That is heavily pixelated, isn't it?
And this is is it that important? Like this girl here, she's from Walkinflower, Chelsea, whatever her name is. She was shocked when she spotted him, this is George Clooney, while she was enjoying a drink in the view, and they're on that One Tree Hill. You know, you go up there at Hamilton Island, Margo.
Oh, so she took these photos.
I don't know whether she took them, but she saw them. It's just like we caught him on a nice family holiday with his twins. Has he got twins?
Yeah, twins, and his wife Amal is up there as well.
Well, they were scooting around on the buggy, the 23-year-old. This is Chelsea from Auckenflower. We tried to get hold of her. We couldn't. We all looked at each other and went, holy crap, was that George? Well, yes. On reflection, it's probably the most famous person we've ever seen.
Well, who would you have seen that's more famous than George Clooney?
Chelsea hanging around at Auchenflower. No one.
No one.
No one. Don't even reflect Chelsea. It is the most famous person. But is it wrong to still think that George is sexy at 60? What age do you stop being?
Oh, he's pretty handsome. I mean, Kevin Costner's still very handsome. Harrison Ford, very handsome.
Oh, I didn't realise yet. Well, this is why you need to go to the therapist.
Maybe I've got to think of old men with grey hair.
Your husband's got grey hair, of course.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.